Hey Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chummy, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's that time of the evening where we discuss business and economic affairs and everything that affect our bread and butter. And we are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia, that is Eagle FM, wherever you are finding yourself. You know, it's a beautiful Thursday of the 6th of November, and it's 8 minutes past the hour of 6. And, you know, some of you are on your way home. Some of you are working double shift. Some of you are going to start working. And some of you don't knock off at all because life is very difficult. And when it's coming to economy, you must be able to make sure that you push the grid. You must be able to make sure that you push to the best of your ability in order to make sure that you bring bread on the table. You know, it's economic conversations. These are the conversation that should be extended. Because at the current point in time, particularly when you are looking at, you know, the Vision 2030, you are also looking at NDP 6, you must be able to realize that we do not have the luxury of time, and every opportunity, every table that you go to, you must make sure that the conversation must be economic related. Ask your girlfriend economic question, discuss with your partner economic affairs, speak about saving, speak about the emergency fund. And you must also be able to speak about the future of Namibian economy and also the region at large. Because, you know, if you have economic intelligence and economic insight, there is nothing. If you have economic insight, there is nothing that can be difficult for you because you will be able to navigate the situation that you ever find yourself, particularly our young people and, you know, those who are interested in driving national priority areas. Yeah. A lot is happening. A lot is happening. That's why today, we are going to discuss the aspect of, you know, locomotive, activities. We're going to discuss the aspect of, you know, trade and also to ask questions, especially, the questions which are related to, you know, logistic affairs, because when we're interpreting the international trade balance, we have realized and we also found out that, you know, when it's come to that aspect, you know, 50 or over 50% of import goods, they travel via the roads. That's why today the discussion will be elevated to locomotives. Discussion will be elevated to trains, and also to see how should train become part of the catalyst of, you know, national development, particularly in smoothening the trade and also connecting of, you know, different destinations, especially when it's coming to trade, activities. But, just while we are there, I think it's also quite important to look at, the aspect of, you know, what, African Union election observation mission have stated, especially looking at, that side of Tanzania. Those of you who are familiar with, the development in terms of politics, you will be able, to understand and realize that, Tanzania recently, concluded its, general elections where, the sitting president managed to get 97%. However, looking at the report, particularly from African Union Observation Mission, AUEOM in Tanzania, stated that, you know, general election in Tanzania have shown that they are not in line with international standard, and there is need to reform of electoral laws. And there is also a need for protection of civilians. And also, the EU Observation Mission also noted some aspects such as abduction, such as even the AUO itself, its observation mission was not given opportunity to visit, some of, or to find or to observe until the final conclusion of elections, particularly at some stations. And it's also the aspect of analyzing, you know, African democracy to say to what extent are we practicing the principles of democracy and what do we need to do, especially when we want to move forward, and also make sure that when it's coming to African development agenda, it's coming to democracy, we are in line and we are practicing what we say. So yeah, that is on the other news. That's on the other news. And the other aspect of the news is that, you know, when it comes to G20, G20 meeting. So Africa is going to host a G20 meeting the next, in 2 weeks' time. And there's an indication that Trump shows strong views about South Africa hosting G20. Particularly when he was addressing, business forum in Miami, Florida. So South Africa is not even qualified to be part of the G20s. But that is a presidential opinion. But as things are standing, when you are looking at the context of G20, G20 is not only a summit of, or it's not only a group of developed nations, where you have around 19 states and also economic bodies such as AU and EU, but it's a strategic link between the West and also the Eastern world, particularly when it's coming to economic blocks, because that is it's an organization, or it's a group of countries where Russia, China, United States of America meet, and it's also one of the defining organization, especially when it's coming to issues of global affairs. And what is on the table at the G20, first thing is multilateralism and international cooperation. And the other thing is trade, and also mineral beneficiations, and also climate change, because the issue of climate at an international forum are inevitable, and they are part of every conversation. Let us look at IMBA before we come to the conversation for today.
Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at logistics. We are looking at logistics, and also to say, how do we cut cost? How do we improve efficiency? How do we work smart? And also, how do we contribute to the achievement of national priority areas such as NDP6? How do we create employment? And also, how do we fight poverty and inequality in Namibia? Look at the Namibian situation, and also ask yourself a question to say, what can I do to make sure that I contribute 1 or 2 points to national development aspect, not only in terms of building, but also in terms of ideas, in terms of thinking. And you must be able to understand that when you are in an economic building, we are not talented the same, and we do not have the same skills, but at the center of that is collaboration, and it's also ability of, an artisan and a theorist to come together, ability of a business person and an investor to come together, an ability of a policy maker, and also an ordinary citizen to come together to make sure that when it's coming to driving of priority areas, we'll be able to work together and find a common ground on what needs to be done. Because remember, whoever you meet, whether you do not like the ideology of that person, whether you disagree in other things, where we are meeting is that we are all Namibians. Where we are meeting is that we are all Namibians, and we want what is benefiting the future of the country. And we also want a stable, peaceful, and also a global competitor. Not only a country that depend on raw materials, but a country that can negotiate and also move out of the room and say, no, I do not want that deal. I want the other one. I do not want to be treated that way. I want to be treated this way. And you can only do that when you drive, economic priorities. Now, in analysis of international trade balance of September, we are able to see that when it's coming to trade, it's practically impossible to become effective trade hub if you do not have a connected trade routes or effective mode of transportation, either it's product, materials, and also machines to support the services that you are delivering to the people that you are serving. How are you getting connected to your investors? How are you getting connected to your trade partners? How are you connected to your neighbors? And do your own research. Look at China. Look at Russia. Look at Singapore. Look at Ethiopia. Look at Egypt. Look at their trade routes. Look at their strategically positioning. Look at their geographical advantage and what they contribute, and what those geographical advantage contribute to the way they do trade. Look at, for example, Iran being at the center of Hormuz, trade route that gave that country an advantage, particularly when it's coming to the Gulf and when it's coming to the trade of oil. And it has been used as a negotiating power. Now, when you look at international trade balance of Namibia, where we have found out that when it's coming to trading, particularly the importation, more than 50% of the products are being brought into the country through roads, that is using of trucks or other form of transportation. But there have been a conversation regarding other alternative modus of operandi or mode of operation. And in this case, we look at the locomotives, industry, we look at trains, and ask yourself this question: when was the last time that you have traveled via a train? When was the last time that you have done business and your product was brought via a train? And if you do not have that answer, or if you have that answer, please share with us to say, what is the state of Namibia train? And this unfortunate and quite a coincidence, when we are discussing this topic, is also a news of Transnamib locomotive which was involved in an accident. But it's a matter of engagement to see what is the state of Namibian locomotives, what kind of trains are we using, and what is an alternative way of making sure that when it's coming to trade, locomotives, trains are prioritized. Because remember, in terms of operations and also transportation of goods, imagine having 200 cattle that you want to transport from the north to the port of Harvest Bay, or you want to transport them from Chivarongo also to Kiatman. And ask yourself, how many trucks are you going to use? How much time are you going is going to cost you? How many personnel are you going to use? And also, what is the nature? What workload? How are you going to arrange that? And compare that with a train. If you book a train, if you're using a train as a form of transportation, within a day, you move your 100, cattle from point A to B with ease, because it has capacity that can reduce the numbers of, the numbers of trucks on the roads, and also can make work easier, because a train is traveling at its own railway. And when it's effective, when there is good system, when there's good safety, you know, railway system, when it's updated, or let me say when it's of a good version, then it's going to be very easy also to do business. And I got into the conversation with Laza Vatirifa. He's a technician. He used to work for Transnamib. He's a technician, a locomotive technician. And I have to ask him to say, when it comes to trade in the Namibian, when it comes to trade in the Namibian context, and also when it comes to you know, to the aspect of the models of trains that we have in Namibia, are they able to be used to advance trade? And what is the advantage of those using those trains? And also, what are some of the challenges, particularly looking at the models of you know, those locomotives in Namibia? And also, what can be done to look at you know, increasing our logistical connections and also improve the way we do business? So after a short commercial break, I'll be in the conversation with Laza Vatirifa, especially to look at that side of the industry, and also maybe also to bring it back also to life, and also to bring it back to life to say, have you ever met in any career fair somebody who says he or she want to drive a train, or he or she want to be a technician within that industry? It's quite a silent, industry, but when it's utilized, when it's prioritized, the issue of logistics will be things of the past, and you will not be worried about 20 trucks in front of you transporting copper or transporting any other dangerous goods. But when you have trains, when you have locomotives, then life is easier, and also the trade become better, and maybe time effectiveness, and also the congestion at the border will be also reduced, and also accidents too will also be reduced, and also speeding of dangerous goods on the roads, which is used by many of passengers. But that is a conversation which need to be expanded, and also to see, and also to ask questions to say, when it comes to Namibia, how can that of which need to be done, particularly in terms of logistic, of connectivity, of railways, you know, prioritized, and what need to be done moving forward. So after a short commercial break, then we'll get into the conversation with Laza Vatirifa to discuss that issue of other alternative ways of effectiveness in terms of, you know, using railways as a form of logistical connections and improve economic activities.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwana unongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendite nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanoa na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chame, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are moving forward with economic affairs, and today we are speaking about trade infrastructure. We are looking at issues of development. As I indicated, when you look at international trade balance, you'll be able to understand that when it comes to Namibia, when it comes to the way we do things, especially when it's coming to importation of goods, you'll be able to see that either you are analyzing the trade balance for the month of August or the month of September, you'll be able to understand that most of the commodities, most of the products that Namibia is importing is via transportation of the roads. And one may also be wondering to say, what is happening with our railway industry? What's happening with our railway industry? And what can we do to make sure that we intensify and also make sure that we increase the aspect of utilization of railway, and also maybe to ask also the structure of our railway system, what are the models of trains that we have? Are they conducive enough to be used for long-term transportation, or what is the condition? But for us to unpack this, I'm joined by a locomotive technician, that is Laza Vatrifa, just to assist us, particularly at Business and Economic Segment, to unpack and discuss this issue of trade infrastructure. Laza Vatrifa, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
Yes, good evening, David.
Yes, we are well. Now, I want to get the picture because I'm trying to analyze and see, especially when it's coming to trade and also importation of goods in Namibia. You are in the industry of railway. Maybe just to give us an overview to say, as a technician.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben ganz neue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Maybe just to give us an overview to say, as a technician in railway industry, what is the state of Namibia railway, particularly the trains, their capacity, and also how they are operating, particularly in terms of logistics, just to look at that background.
Just to give you a small portion of information.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not so small.
Yeah.
Currently, Transnamib is running on 29 locomotives.
Okay.
A locomotive is actually the mechanism that pulls the train.
Okay.
So they are running only on 29.
Yeah.
That is a very, very, very low number of locomotives for a country like Namibia with a port.
Mm-hmm.
Bordering with landlocked countries.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be moving maybe with 100 and above, because you see, we have Zambia here, we have Botswana here.
Yeah.
They all depend on our,
they all utilize our port, yes.
Uh-huh.
By rubbish bay.
Uh-huh.
Even locally, yeah. Even locally, we cannot meet the demand to transport the Namibian loads.
Uh-huh.
So, and the type of locomotive we are currently using, the oldest that we are using, they are 1995 models.
Okay.
But lately, those are just two. Uh-huh. Two locomotives that Transamit has.
Uh-huh.
And we have two operational. But it has some spending. But the rest are U-20Cs. The U-20Cs are locomotives dated back to the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Very old.
Yeah.
Very old.
Mm.
Yes. So we are very running low on our transportation through the rail.
Now, you are a technician. Maybe just to give us, to say, in terms of transportation, which countries are connected and how many, and how is business, particularly in terms of transportation using, locomotives, particularly in the sector that you are, how many are operating, are connecting Namibia with other countries, or you are just operating in Namibia?
We are connected to South Africa. We are connected to Botswana here. I'm not very sure if our rail is directly connected, but it went until Hobabes. I'm not so sure if it connects with the Botswanian. And we are also connected to Angola.
Mm.
We are not directly connected to Angola, but our railway ends there by the border.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we are currently not operating outside the country. We are just operating within. We are not, our locomotives are not going to the port.
There was a time I wanted to use a train. I just wanted to experience it, particularly, I think it's 3 years ago, and I find it very difficult to get connected. Do we still have, trains which are carrying people or just, goods?
No, we don't know. Currently, we are not operating, Transnet is not operating on passenger transportation.
Mm.
I have asked of that. They have highlighted that is, to look at it, for you to transport people via railway using the locomotive, it's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get the return of what you put in,
mm-hmm.
but it's part of, like a social responsibility of the company like this to offer the rail transport.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to ask you. You are a technician, and there have been things that you've been observing. To say some, I think not really many years ago, we have seen a lot of accident with trains, and also people start to be scared to say no. These things are not up to standard. They are a bit dangerous. What do you think as a technician? What do you think is the status of safety within locomotive industry?
As I have mentioned earlier, we are using very old locomotives, and the maintenance is not so up to standard because it's our Transnamib that everybody knows.
Yes,
but currently I am no more working for Transnamib. I'm working for a different South African company that is currently refurbishing. I'm currently a project a supervisor for refurbishing two locomotives for Transnamib.
Uh-huh.
So to add to their fleet, probably commissioning one locomotive tomorrow that I have been repairing since the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, building since the beginning of the year. So we are not doing well. The Transnamib has been stating that they don't have means to keep the maintenance up to standard. Because if you don't have your locomotive up to standard, then they might, at points they might fail, brakes might fail, the roads are not so, the rail are not so good also.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But most of the things that I've realized is, this is not a fault of technicians.
Yeah.
I think it's the fault of, the organization itself. Because they don't avail parts, they don't adhere to the rail. No external organization that come to like evaluate how the standard the standards, if the standards are met, it's only Transnamib doing their thing.
Now we are looking at the statistic here, and we have seen that when it's coming to importation of goods, we see that over 50% are imported via the roads, and there have been an issue of alternative to say, when it's coming to alternative way, a train can even incorporate many trucks that can be. Maybe from you, somebody who is in the industry, how many trucks can be incorporated in one trip of a train if it's well equipped and has a good capacity?
The longest train ever recorded was in South Africa.
Yeah,
that is that was 3 kilometer long.
Okay, okay.
So if you are standing there,
yeah.
If you are standing there, it will take you up to 15 minutes for it to pass by you.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
That means, and it can carry up to, I don't know how many wagons, but if I can say, they can, maybe on a trip, if a train is well equipped, it can take up to maybe 50 trucks, or more.
Now, when we are in that sector, you as a technician, how is the industry itself? Does it have a lot of people, Namibians being trained in that industry? Do we have a future in it, particularly in terms of skills and professions in that sector?
Yes, the culture that Transnamib has been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Is to for example, for me to say, Transnamib acquired some locomotives back then from China.
Uh-huh.
They are not so bad. They are very strong locomotives.
Yeah.
Not as people are saying. Even one of the South African, most of the South African companies, mm-hmm. they are still using those same type. Even Angola bought the same locomotives, and they are still operational. But us, I think, if I'm not wrong, speaking under correction, we acquired those locomotives like 2019 or 18 around about. But currently, we have none operational.
Mm-hmm.
So those locomotives were state of the art, but people did not have skills to work on them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now let us look at smart trains. We have seen like Gauteng, they have improved their railway system, and in South Africa they are being praised for that. And looking at the way we do things, we also want to see to say where Namibia is moving in the future. As somebody who is trained in that industry, do you have capacity to deal with a smart train or a bit advanced train of the 21st century?
There's something they call the locomotives are their mode of method of operation is the same.
Okay.
So just probably small training that can equip you to work on smart train.
Mm-hmm.
But the skills are there.
Yeah.
And with the training and development, they can also be acquired. They can further skills can be acquired.
Mm.
So if you bring us a train today, I don't think with the skill development, I don't think it will be. And another thing, it will be a problem. I don't. And another thing, I want to highlight. We were talking one day with someone.
Yeah.
So recently South Africa has opened their rail to private sector to use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So currently there is a lot of job and people will be running away from here to South Africa. I think from beginning, next year, January, a lot of companies are hiring in South Africa. So we might be losing because currently we might not have an unemployed locomotive technician in Namibia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They might all be employed. Yes.
Okay. Now in the industry, how many people you have met and where did they study? Especially looking at other countries, because I try to look at the various universities, vocational training, but I want to see somebody with a degree who can, not only, somebody who can fix, but somebody who can also diagnose the main problem in it. Where are these people trained? Do we have those skills, like highly skilled people in Namibia and also in Africa, particularly when it's coming to that industry, or we just bring them here and we fix them when they are not functioning.
In Namibia, you can only get training via the Transnamib Apprentice School.
Yeah.
In other countries like Zimbabwe, I've met technicians from Zimbabwe. They are trained by NRZ. The NRZ is the National Railways of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
In South Africa, they are trained by Transnet. I've also met, I'm working with some people from Transnet.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a company in South Africa called Traction. Traction.
Mm-hmm.
Seltman. It also provides training to locomotive technicians.
Now, with a dream of let us look at the economy now. With a dream of Namibia want to industrialize, one of the things that have been discussed by economists is that we need to make sure that we reduce having too many cars on the roads, particularly the trucks which are carrying. Because if you travel between Windhoek and you can also speak about that road from Chivarongo, you go to Waves Bay, or you go to Swakop, you'll be able to see 20 trucks carrying coppers.
That is even better.
Yeah. Now, people are discussing the issue of using a railway as a mode of transport. What is your view on that, especially when you want to boost trade?
I advise the Namibian government to open up the rail for private sector to be operating independently.
Yeah.
That will help us because now it's like the railway industry is monopolized.
Uh-huh.
It's only Transnamib. Transnamib that is not capable even to deliver. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Even some clients are running away from them because they don't have the means to transport goods on time. You understand? So what can be done, what we can do is to allow the private sectors to use the rail and private investors to come.
Mm-hmm.
So it will also boost the work, provide job for the Namibian nation,
mm-hmm.
and also improve what we are currently discussing.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of those who are operating, I know they are not called drivers. How do you call them and where are they trained?
They are trained drivers. They are also trained by Transnamib Apprentice School or in other countries.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, maybe just your final word, especially when it's coming to upgrading of trade infrastructure. What is your view on that, particularly when it's coming to transportation?
Yes, I think we should do, as a country at large, I think we should prioritize, make it a priority for us to improve the rail transport.
Mm-hmm.
Especially between Grootfontein and Katima Morilo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will boost the economy.
Mm.
It will also improve, provide job for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to Katima. I've seen maybe 100, if not 200 trucks standing by the border there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are to put up a train yard there, I think it will be faster. It will reduce road accidents and road congestion.
Mm.
Congestions, yes. Mm-hmm. I think we must improve the rail,
yeah,
and the rail transportation.
Yeah, Lazava Trifa, thank you very much for your time and thank you for your input.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Stop everything. These bargains at USave are too good to pass by. 4 kilos real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 194.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kilograms pasta polana, 109.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kilogram top score instant maize porridge, also just 109.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Rama 70% fat spread, just 27.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram U brand frozen mixed vegetables, just 36.99 Namibian dollars. You save, I save. Yes, we all save. At You Save.
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. That was Lazarus Trifa. He's one of locomotive technician, and he spoke about you know, the state of Namibia locomotive industry, and also the need for prioritization of you know, utilization of railways, particularly to boost trade, because if you have 200 trucks at the border, and you have 200 trucks at the border and they all have to be processed, and it's only less than 20 officials there, you must also be able to understand that can also time in business is money, and also time delayed is financial delay. And looking at that sector, can also be able also to look at the effectiveness of double checking, and also seeing what is you know, is carried. And when you are using a train, there are different system which are being used, particularly in assessing of loading and also offloading of goods, either is products for business, either is dangerous goods, either is medication, especially when you are transporting in bags, and also reduce space, because just imagine how many trucks are going to be you know, reduced on the roads, and also to look at what this has to do, particularly when it comes to increasing of efficiency in doing of business. However, you can engage us in the studio 083-288-401-083-288-401, because the world is moving very fast. We are speaking about industrialization, but if you are still using 1970-something models of trains, that will not take us anywhere, and it will not improve the way we do business. Because looking at Namibia, Namibia is already geographically, strategically positioned, particularly when it comes to, you know, trade. Looking at Ruderitz seaport, and also Walvis Bay seaport, one of the main seaports, and it's also a good place for business, because it's not only for Namibians, but also to landlocked countries such as Botswana, speak about Zambia, so part of Angola, and also Zimbabwe. And in terms of that, imagine if you have an effective route, railway routes, how are you going to save time, energy, and also increase the way we do business? Something that need to be thought of, because there are key things that should be prioritized, especially when you want to achieve our goals. Number one, and I'm repeat, especially from those industrial players who spoke at you know, public private sector forum, to say you can't move anywhere without energy. You cannot move anywhere without energy. And the other thing is also that you cannot move anywhere in terms of industrialization without quality education. We can send many students as you want. We can send many learners that we want to university. When they come with their qualifications, the first question is that, what is the quality of education that are given to those students? Are they able to be flexible? Are they able to innovate? Are they able to apply their skills beyond their specific fields? Or they are just going to be stagnant once they have those papers? And the other thing is logistics. Namibia did quite very well, especially when it comes to roads connectivity. And one of the things which I find it also important is that when the Minister of Finance was presenting the redeeming or payment of the Eurobond of $750 million back to the investors who gave us that money in 2015. One of the things that she stated is that apart from housing, road connectivity was at the center of the center of utilization of that Eurobond that was borrowed. But one of the things that we need to also look at is that when you come to Africa, you know, look at the roads statistics, especially in road infrastructure in Africa. Namibia, we maintain the first position in terms of roads, and that is the only the very important thing that can assist us when it comes to a trade infrastructure. But the other thing that we need to think of is that roads may be the, being the only main trade infrastructure can also be very dangerous because everybody would want to use that roads. But imagine if you have trains, even commuters, other countries, when you go to Cape Town, people are using trains, commuters from the first this town to another town, people are using, you know, trains, and they are making their life so easier. And it also reduces congestions and many other challenges that are brought by, you know, increment of vehicles within a city. Now, and the other thing that we need to look at, and it's actually number one in terms of driving priority areas in terms of development, is leadership. Not only leadership from the top, but leadership across the sector, even self-leadership. And also a matter of questioning yourself. You have to question yourself to say, if you are in this same journey of driving priority areas and also contributing to national developmental plans, do we have leadership? Do I have leadership as a person? How do I lead myself? Those are also the questions that we're asking ourselves to say, in terms of me as an individual, how do I lead myself? How do I want to be led? And do we only have leadership for the sake of leadership, or do we have leadership that get things done, motivate people of different personalities and different backgrounds, different political ideologies, to make sure that when it comes to Namibia that you want, then we achieve what needs to be done. So that is a conversation. That is a conversation, especially when it's coming to trade infrastructure. And also, especially this time of elections, I'm always telling people to say, ask those people, the respective councillors, either who are returning back, either who are contesting for the first time, to say, what are we going to do in terms of our infrastructure, our trade infrastructure? How are we going to connect the trade routes? And at what level? And what is, look at your towns, look at your village, look at where you are from. What happened to that trade roads? What happened to that roads when there is rain? How should it be improved? Because those are the things that you should give. You should negotiate with those who you are going to elect to say, these are things that you need to do. And you also hold them accountable to say, what have you done out of 10 things that you stated? Don't be overpromised, but at least let us look at the tangibility of things. So, let us get a short commercial break, then we come to a conclude and give the mic to Uncle Fly with Omtuma. However, we still have enough minutes for you to extend the conversation. You can still call in the studio at 083-288-401. Then we can see how we can contribute to the conversation, particularly when it's coming to connection of trade infrastructure. And also to see where we are standing. Because one thing that you need to look at, one thing that you need to look at is that when you reduce the cost of, when you reduce your cost in spending in things that you could have made yourself, in spending in things that you could have invested in, then it's more easier to focus on key issues. If you sort out your logistics, if you sort out your basic things, if you sort out the things of buying toothpicks from outside the country, or things of buying the basic things that we could have done ourselves, if you sort out the things of domestic supply, or strengthening domestic suppliers, practically applying the growth at home strategy, then you cut the cost and you save money, because money spent outside the country is money lost through foreign exchange. And it's quite inevitable to create that dependency. Ask yourself this question: for how long we have been buying electricity outside? For how long we have been selling raw materials outside? What have we done better to improve that? If we do not have that answer, then we should have that critical self-assessment to see there are better things that we can do, especially when it comes to self-sustaining, and when it's coming to new ways of doing things. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can continue the conversation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build?
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? And it's 58 minutes past the hour of 6. And this brings us to the end of our conversation. And remember, tomorrow is Friday. It's Friday. And make sure that you have access. You have access to the Villager newspaper. Like and share the page of the Villager newspaper. And subscribe by sending your name to this number, 081-241-44. Send the WhatsApp, save that number as your WhatsApp contact detail. That is 081-241-44. And when you do that, we can be able to send you, the Villager newspaper every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And don't just be a person in the conversation who is saying yes, yes, but at least bring content, bring light to the conversation, and express your ideas based on the knowledge that you have acquired through self-education and also through your number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia. So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now, and see you around tomorrow, same time, same place.